The discredited 75-year-old executive order that prompted Japanese-American incarceration during World War II has been revived in current discussions about immigration in America. The question is, are constitutional rights still protected when the government invokes national security? Fred Korematsu's family ran a florist in San Francisco's East Bay. He was 23 when all ethnic Japanese were ordered to report for incarceration. His family left their home, business, and belongings, but Korematsu, a U.S. citizen, refused. His daughter, Karen Korematsu, says he changed his name and went underground, but was finally picked off the street in San Leandro.
He had gone into a little convenience store and picked up a pack of cigarettes, so he doesn't know if someone saw him there. First, the San Leandro police officers showed up, and then two MPs, and then they took him to the San Leandro jail.
This is the sort of thing millions of immigrants in America fear today. In 1942, Fred Korematsu maintained his arrest was a violation of civil liberties, and he took his case to the Supreme Court, which upheld his conviction on grounds of national security. Writing for the minority in that decision, Justice Robert Jackson called the court's unexamined acceptance of the claim of national security a, quote, loaded weapon, a potential threat to civil liberties into the future.
Now more than ever, Korematsu's precedent is very relevant.
Jamie Tokioka is in UH Law School's Scholar Advocate Program working on social justice issues.
When Carl Higbee, Trump's transition advisor, cited Korematsu to justify the sweeping discriminatory treatment with Megyn Kelly, it got more people thinking about it. And prior, how Mayor Bowers, the Roanoke, Virginia mayor, cited Korematsu as a reason to justify discriminatory treatments for Muslims.
Korematsu's conviction was eventually reversed because the government withheld evidence, but the original Supreme Court ruling upholding the internment stands. In that case, the High Court agreed to giving the government free rein when national security was invoked. UH Richardson School of Law professor Eric Yamamoto says today, lower courts aren't going along with it.
Lower courts have begun to say, this is our job. Even if the government says national security, if fundamental liberties of people in America are being restricted, we must hold the government to account.
The principle in question today, does the claim of national security trump constitutional liberties?
Which approach are the courts going to take? With both sides citing Korematsu, that's the thing.
Yamamoto says the current evolving executive order targeting Muslim immigration is dangerous.
Plus the anti-sanctuary executive order, which no one is talking about, which gives any immigration official power to simply declare a person a threat to national security. If they are deemed to be a threat, they can be removed.
That happened to Fred Korematsu. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.